Scott Engel of the Fantasy Sports Network here with Eric Thames of the Milwaukee Brewers. Eric, what did you feel like you learned in Korea where you played so well that's really helping you back to a real good first season back in the States?
I would just say my age. I went over there, I had to learn how to adapt and survive, you know, and kind of really focus on doing my job and not get too caught up in you know, cultural differences. So I was able to embrace that, and I feel like it helped me a lot as a player.
How much different are the routines there and, like, getting back to use what's happening here? Like, you know, not much long-distance travel there, a lot of rainouts, et cetera. What's it like getting back to use the things in the States routine-wise?
Yeah, it's definitely been a big adjustment, you know, especially there's no hot weather. You know, it's been cold pretty much the entire year, cold and rainy. I've been sick a few times. It's tough, you know. Like, the grind is no joke, but it's nice. I mean, it's nice to be back here with people I could speak the same language with and be able to joke around and have fun. So, yeah, it's good to be back.
You feel like you're a more selective hitter since you've come back here? The stats seem to reflect that.
Yeah, definitely. I'm trying to. I mean, these pitches are tough. I mean, they're all throwing. Everybody's throwing 100 with nasty off-speed and stuff. So it's difficult, but yeah, it's my goal every day to swing good pitches.
You feel like you're a different hitter now than when you were last here in the States?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Definitely.
How so, like, approach-wise?
Just, you know, trying to swing good pitches, not put too much pressure on myself. That's pretty much it, like, staying flexible, staying athletic. I wasn't really athletic physically. When I was coming up, I was really bulky and tight. So, yeah, I made big adjustments on that.
Yeah, and pitchers are constantly adjusting over here. It's a constant game of adjustments. You had a great first month. Did you feel like the approach changed to you after the first month?
No, I feel like it was the same in terms of just, for me, it was just embracing the grind. I mean, my body started to get a little tired. I mean, I've had like a 2 month off season the last like 4 years. So, yeah, it's a weird thing about stuff like that. But yeah, like I said, I'm just adjusting to the grind, and yeah, pitchers are going to pitch me differently, and they're not going to throw fastballs down the middle every time. So it's just a matter of me, you know, laying off pitches and sticking with my approach.
You stole 40 bases in Korea in 2015. Are we going to see the Eric Thames on the base pass soon that maybe reminds us a little of Jonathan Villar or something? Are you going to start stealing more bases soon?
Yeah. I feel like I'm definitely going to start going. I mean, my legs have been a little heavy, so but they're getting better, getting stronger and faster. So, yeah, I think, you know, we have two-thirds of the year left, so a lot can happen.
Not that you know a lot about fantasy sports, last one for you here, but fantasy baseball players, like, love you this year. Like, they drafted you as a sleeper, and you really delivered for them. How do you react when people say, hey, Eric, you know, I have you on my fantasy baseball team. You're really producing good for me, and I appreciate that.
It's awesome. It's an awesome feeling. I know that people had faith in me, but, you know, it's a long year, and, you know, I could really be a shocker towards the end. So, you know, that's the goal. It's not so much being complacent about, like, what happened in April or May, but it's how it is in October.
Thanks a lot, Eric.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.